And hello again, friends. Welcome to Southern Fairway Sports Radio, presented by our very good friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, Alabama, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. When you go in there, tell them we sent you. I promise you, they're going to take very good care of you. I am your host, Randy Bergen. Boy, I am glad that you are with us today. We've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk a lot of golf today. I mean, there's a lot going on, but let me go ahead and set that table for you. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be speaking with the multi-area director for the Southern Alabama FCA. Dennis Hayford is going to be on to talk all about and give us an update on the upcoming FCA Classic that happens at the Country Club of Mobile. He'll get you filled in on it. I'm going to tell you, there's only a couple of spots left, so he'll tell you how you can get your team and be a part of it. And, guys, I'm going to tell you, it's one of the best tournaments you'll play in, okay? You'll have a lot of fun. There is, again, no question about it. This week's PGA Tour is in McKinney, Texas for the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, and I had an opportunity to visit with the tournament director, John Drago, good friend of ours, earlier in the week, and I'll play that little clip for you at the bottom of the hour. John is a fantastic guy, does a great job with the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on it, and we'll give you a little insight on what happens in the background, okay? It's really, really interesting. And John does a great job. So we'll get his thoughts, and he can kind of tell us how his week really works out. They do it all year long, getting ready for this 1 week. So we'll get that from him. And then we'll close out the hour, talk a little football. So a lot going on the fastest hour in radio. There is no doubt. I promise you that. Got to thank our sponsors, McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. I'm telling you, they're located right on Highway 98 in Daphne. They sit right on the Mobile Delta. It's the biggest deck along the Gulf Coast, and you can go out there and just enjoy the beauty and the wonderful food. Matt Brandt does a great job, he and his staff, so be sure and tell them that we sent you. Also, thanks to David Musial, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, and to Ben Murphy Roofing, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. Thanks to Kraft Farms Golf Course in Gulf Shores, the only Arnold Palmer signature design course in Alabama. And don't forget about Peninsula Golf Course, all fantastic places to play. Lisa Johnson Realtor, Fairhope Golf Works, Avery Reed, JT Piron. Man, I'm telling you, you want to improve your game, that's who you got to call right there, Fairhope Golf Works. Also, thanks to PSR Radio Network and to my girl, Boom, at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort. All right, it's time to bring him on. War Eagle TV's Doug Holton reporting in from the loveliest village on the plains. Wait. I can't say that. That's what you have to say, Doug. I can't say that.
That's right, Randall. But it is the loveliest village anywhere, right?
Only you can say that. I knew you'd agree. Thank you. So, hey, all right, you're up at Auburn. What is going on up there? It seems like the little golf team up there for the Tigers of Auburn did pretty good.
Yeah, they did well in the SEC championships, won the SEC at Sea Island, and they've had quite a year. They've, I think, won five tournaments in a row. They're the overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament coming up. I had a chance to go to the watch party, as you mentioned, with the golf team on Wednesday this week, and see Coach Kleinert and the players, Jackson Coyven and all the guys that are playing so well. They're heading to Baton Rouge for the regional in a week or two, and they have a pretty good regional there. Some good seeds and good competition, but they're up to San Diego in the San Diego area for the finals, which is coming up around Memorial Day this year. So it should be a fun spring summer.
Well, it really should be, and I'll tell you, to go over and play in Southern California, that San Diego area, you know, I've done that on many occasions, and it is a beautiful place. The weather's always the same, and some fantastic golf courses over there, and certainly we'll be looking forward to watching that and seeing how they do. I got to tell you, whenever you look at Auburn and you look at Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt was stacked, so they had a nice little playoff there for Auburn to take that championship, if you will. And I know you had an opportunity to spend some time with the Auburn golf coach, Kleinert.
I did. I talked to Coach Kleinert on Wednesday as well. I had a nice conversation and watched the guys hit some balls out on the range. And you're right, Randy, that was a great matchup in the SEC championships on the final day between Auburn and Vandy. And I had a chance to talk to Coach Pleinert a little bit and pick his brain about the matchups for that last day. As you mentioned, Gordon Sargent is the big guy for Vanderbilt. I think he was a little off at the SEC championships. But anyway, a lot of talk about Jackson Coivin this year for the Auburn Tigers, and for good reason. He probably is the top player in the country, certainly the top player in the SEC right now. But there's another freshman at Auburn. His name is Josiah Gilbert, who was matched up against Gordon in the final day at Sea Island. And at one point on the front nine, he was four up on Sargent and wound up winning that match, which was one of the three that Auburn won to win the SEC championship. He is really coming on, really coming into his own for the Auburn Tigers as well. And so I think that's another positive note. And they have a great mixture of young players with Jackson and Josiah. And then they have, J.M. Butler, who's been there for a while, Carson Baca, and also Brendan Valdez. That seems to be the lineup that Coach Kleinert is comfortable with and probably won't tinker with too much heading into the championship regional in Baton Rouge and then on to San Diego, hopefully.
Yeah, as you look at that, let me go ahead and give you that leaderboard, how it finished out. Of course, they started last Wednesday, I believe, and finished on Sunday. But Auburn actually was in a tie with Tennessee at T1. Vanderbilt comes in third. Georgia and Arkansas, T4. Florida gets number six. Texas A&M, number seven. Alabama comes in at minus two. They were number eight. That is like 12 shots less than Auburn. Ole Miss comes in ninth. They were plus nine for the tournament. Mississippi State comes in 10th. Kentucky, 11th. South Carolina, 12th. LSU comes in 13th at plus 34. And then, bless their hearts, it's another Tiger. It's the Missouri Tigers. They rounded out at number 14, plus 39. So, tough day for them.
And that was just a stroke play. And then after that, of course, they go to match play.
Right.
And so the interesting thing was, one of the interesting things, LSU is the host team at the Baton Rouge Regional, obviously. I think they're the seven seed in that regional, which is kind of odd. And the other interesting thing, Randy, is Ole Miss in the SEC tournament didn't even make the match play portion of that tournament. They have been a top 10 team in the national rankings all year. So a disappointing tournament for the Rebels, but everybody is saying that there are four, five, six, maybe seven or eight teams from the SEC that can compete for the national championship coming up. Auburn and Vanderbilt, certainly the top two teams, but there's a lot of talent in the SEC in golf, as there is in every sport.
Well, you hit it right there. There is no doubt. It's the SEC seems to dominate a lot, and they do it. They are doing it certainly in golf as well. Flipping over and talking a little football, you're up there. What is the feel right now with the SEC football look for 24-25? You've got, of course, we know Oklahoma, Texas will be coming in. What is there any chatter up there right now?
Well, I think there's a lot of chatter about the portal. It's kind of confusing and hard to keep up with, as you know, Randy. Was listening to a little bit of sports radio in the last couple of days, and this guy's coming in and this guy's coming out, and it's kind of hard to follow. I did see Coach Freeze out playing golf the other day. He's taking a little bit of time off if he can with the transfer portal, but he was playing some golf. I think Auburn fans are fairly confident. They're looking maybe for a little bit of depth. They got the wide receiver from Penn State the other day. They should be pretty good at wide receiver now. They've got a lot of talent there. Running back, offensive line improved.
Sure.
I think what most people at Auburn are wondering is to go out and get a quarterback in the transfer portal. What is the coaching staff thinking? And will Peyton Thorne be able to survive the SEC next fall? Can he get through that? Can he be improved? Can he be the quarterback that Auburn needs?
That's going to be interesting. Doug, we got to take a timeout. Southern Fairways rolls on. Dennis Hayford, he's up next. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio right here on the SFS Radio Network. Glad to have you on board with us. Of course, we got Bobby Hall here. Doug Holton is in the house as well. And guys, we got a special guest. He's one of our partners, a guy that we love to death. He is not only the multi-area director for Southern Alabama FCA, but he is the best motivator in the world. If you're looking for a motivational speaker, this is the guy you got to get in touch with. His name is Dennis Hayford. Dennis, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Randy, I'm doing fine, man. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, I always love your creative introduction.
We always have fun. You do a great job, and I'm going to tell you, this is for a great cause, the Southern Alabama FCA. Of course, you got a big event coming up in just a little bit. It is the Golf Classic that we love so much, and this year you're doing it just a little bit different. You're playing it somewhere very, very special. Why don't you give us the place, the time, and the date?
Yeah, Randy, you've played in our tournament many times. This year, new host. Are you ready for it?
Fire away.
Country Club of Mobile.
There you go.
Country Club of Mobile. Yeah. So first time ever to do it there. We're super excited. Scott Smith and his staff do a great job hosting tournaments. And ours is set for May 23rd. And it is a major fundraiser for us. But even before raising funds, we put the golfers' enjoyment of the tournament first. And we do some things to make sure you have a good time. I think you would probably testify to that, huh?
There's absolutely no doubt. And that's what's so fun about this, is because it's for a great cause, and you mentioned that. But the fun that you will have in this tournament is a little different than you have in any other, shall we say, scramble. Now, I know that you've changed this up a little bit and you got a shamble, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you make it so welcoming for the player.
Yeah, we've got an amazing gift. Each player will get an opportunity to shop in the Country Club of Mobile Pro Shop. You know, we have a putting contest. We have range balls available. The food will be fantastic, and the competition will be stiff, but fun for any golfer, because we'll utilize handicaps in the shamble system.
And that's one of the things, too, and the way that you do this, Dennis, and we're visiting with Dennis Hayford with Southern Alabama FCA, the way that you do this, you kind of knock the sandbagger out of it.
Yeah. You've got, in a shamble format that's new for a lot of guys, all the four-man team will play the best tee shot, and then each golfer plays his own ball into all the way through the hole, and then we'll record the top two scores, and handicaps will be included in that. So it'll make for golfers of any ability will be able to have a chance to contribute, and we'll have great prizes for the winners.
Well, there's no question. Of course, as I mentioned on that handicap, I think you have to place your hand on the Bible and say, "This is my handicap." Do you have to do that?
Just like you do when you're testifying before a grand jury.
There you go.
We don't do that, but it is the FCA tournament. Come on, man. Give us the real handicap.
Because the big man's looking down on you, no doubt.
That's right.
We are visiting with Dennis Hayford, the multi-area director for the Southern Alabama FCA. And, Dennis, you've got some great sponsors, and without these sponsors, you just couldn't put this tournament together. Go ahead and mention them.
Right. Thank you, Randy. Spring Hill Toyota. Tal Vickers is just a great friend and great partner. John Thompson at Thompson Wealth Management is sponsoring our incredible lunch. Ty Bullard with Bullard Automotive is our prize sponsor, which really allows us to go over the top with, you know, good prizes. And then we've got Chavis Furniture, who is new nice. With us. They've got offices in Chickasaw and Loosedale. And Trinova is always a huge sponsor as well. So they will allow, along with a bunch of other whole sponsors, they really allow us to not only make money for FCA, but make sure the prizes are really first class.
Well, there's no question about that. And Dennis, the benefactor, obviously, is the FCA. Take just a moment, and for somebody that maybe is not quite familiar with the FCA, tell our listeners what they do and what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, Randy, this is how we keep God in our schools. We've worked awfully hard in the last 30 or 40 years to get God out of our schools. But a lot of people don't know, but FCA has maintained a strong foothold in our schools. There's legislation that allows us to have Bible study during non-instructional hours. FCA, we know how to do it right. We do it right before school or right after school. We do coaches' Bible studies. We do ministry to coaches and their wives. We have a big marriage retreat that we do every spring for coaches and their wives in the area. We really believe that coaches are influencers. So not only do we minister to students, we minister to coaches. We have incredible camps throughout the summer, the best of which is our leadership camp, which we hold every September out at Camp Grace, where we'll train 50, 75, 100 student leaders to go back to their campuses. And then, of course, there's our big community event where we partner with the Senior Bowl every year and impact thousands of kids through that. So really amazing what we get to do, the spiritual impact that FCA has on our schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges here in Southern Alabama.
Well, I tell you, and you do an awfully, awfully great job. And I got to throw this out real quick, Dennis. A person that sits on your right hand, that without her, your job would be a whole lot tougher. And I'm talking about Karen.
Oh, man, yeah. Karen Staten is remember the Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain? That's Karen Staten. You don't see her. She's not up front. But she is behind the curtain, turning all the levers, you know, and entering all the data and making sure that registration goes smoothly, making sure that everything is neat and organized. And, yeah, she's the best, Randy.
Well, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Dennis Hayford with the Southern Alabama FCA. Okay, only got about 30 seconds left here. Real quick, if someone wants to donate to the cause, or maybe you have an upcoming event that they might want to be a part of, how do you do that?
Yeah. SouthAlabamaFCA.org. That's our website. You can go there, donate to the golf tournament. I mentioned our leadership camp. That is in September. We will have our Senior Bowl event at the end of the year in December. So lots of great events that you can donate to, or you can just become a monthly donor, Randy. And those are we've got a lot of people, 25, 50, 100 bucks a month, that are the real backbone of our budget, that has their faithfulness has allowed us to grow our staff from 2 to 8.
That's awesome.
Over the last 5 years. And of course, with more staff, we're able to go deeper in ministry and cover more schools. So great events, and we're a 501c3, so any donation made to FCA is tax deductible.
Dennis, you are the best, my man. You are the best, and I want to have you. Can we have you back on like the week before your tournament?
Sure.
To give us another day, because I know the you're running out of room. So, folks, if you want to be a part of this, you need to go to FCA.org and register, because you're almost out of room for this year's tournament. But I want to have you back on for sure, Dennis. The man, Hayford, multi-area director for Southern Alabama FCA. You do a great job. Thank you, my man, for taking time to be with us.
Thank you for your kind words, Randy, and the opportunity to get in front of all your listeners, man. It means a lot.
There you go. Big D, that's what we call him. All right, hey, stay tight. Don't go anywhere. We've got more Southern Fairways Radio coming directly at you, so don't you touch that dial. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio right here on the SFS Radio Network. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton in the house along with Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall. He'll be up with us in just a few moments. But, guys, we had an opportunity to talk with the tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, that's happening right now in McKinney, Texas. Talked with John Drago a little earlier in the week, and it went kind of like this. Hey, John, man, it is a pleasure to have you on with us. Thank you for taking time. I know it's a crazy week for you, and thanks for taking time out of this crazy week to be with us. I know you're getting ready to go to a big dinner. What kind of dinner you got, bro?
Yeah, you bet. Hey, Randy, good to hear from you. As usual, big week for us for sure. But, yeah, going to take off a little bit early tonight. We're going to have dinner with the PGA Tour and, more importantly, with our new title sponsor reps from the CJ Group. So, for the first time in 9 years, you're going to see a little different look out here at the Byron Nelson Golf Tournament with our new partners, and we're excited to kick it off.
Well, I know you are, and CJ Cup, that's really big. It was the AT&T for many, many years. CJ Cup steps in. Talk about how you've built this relationship and what kind of changes we might see.
Yeah, you bet. We did have a great relationship with AT&T for 9 years, and CJ Group was one of the ones that was looking to sponsor an event on the PGA Tour during the FedEx Cup season. You know, they've been a title sponsor on the tour for 5 years, actually 6 years. They had three events in Korea back during the old World Golf Championships. Mm-hmm. Then after COVID, they had two in Las Vegas and one in South Carolina, all invitational, kind of non-season type of events. And they wanted a full field event in the FedEx Cup season, and they were looking at other events, and they visited with us last year. And we really just hit it off with them, and they hit it off with us. And we think this is kind of a great marriage of two tournaments coming together. And we think it's going to be something really, really special.
Well, I know you do, and I know it will be. There's no question about that. You know, a lot of folks really don't understand what it takes to put together one of these professional tournaments. You've been behind the scenes for, did you tell me, 20, how many, you've been doing this 20-something years now, haven't you?
Yeah, this is number 21, and, wow. And you're right. This is, and by the way, number 21. That we count 2020 during COVID, because if you'll remember, we were only 7 weeks away. We had already started our build. We had sold a bunch of tickets. So, this will be number 21. You're absolutely right. People don't quite get what it takes to put one on. I would encourage anybody, if you go to a PGA Tour event or if you watch it on television, look in the background, because what it takes to outside the ropes to accommodate, 45,000 people a day coming onto a golf course and having place to, get food and to sit down and sell hospitality and all the things that go in getting it right outside the ropes. Probably it takes us about 3 months. And then it obviously takes a full year for the golf course to get ready as well.
Wow. And you need to talk about TPC Craig Ranch, a beautiful, beautiful facility that you have there.
Yeah, we've been excited. This is our fourth year here at TPC Craig Ranch. Wow. It just keeps getting better and better. The, it's got its beautiful Rowlett Creek, Tom Weiskopf design. It kind of meanders through this beautiful parkland type setting up here in McKinney, Texas. And that just really does give a great backdrop for them.
Look, we know about the players, all right? We know the relationship that you have right. with a lot of those, and Jordan Spieth, and certainly you got to be proud of your friend Scottie Scheffler, how well he's been playing. We look at this week. We only get to see about 4 days of it on television, right?
That's right.
What does your week look like? I mean, because you've worked all year to get here, and now you've got this 1 week. What does it look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. I will say these first 3 days of the week are extremely stressful. One, we've got introducing a new title sponsor. So that's a whole different level. We had to rebrand everything. So just every piece of signage and clothing and everything that you can think of has been changed this year. So the last 3 months have been really busier than normal, even the lead up into the tournament with ticket sales and hospitality sales and sponsorship sales and all that. But this week specifically, Monday, we had our Monday Pro-Am, which is kind of our first impression with our customers. Yesterday was a little bit quieter. They had just their regular practice rounds for the players as they started coming in and registering a little bit more in full. And then today is one of the biggest days of the year for us, just especially from our business standpoint. This is our Wednesday Pro-Am. It's a 416 amateurs playing with you know, the people in the field. And it's interesting what the tour did a couple of years ago. They have the pros only play nine holes. So you get one pro for nine holes and you get another pro for the second nine holes, which we think is really cool. Kind of gives you two different perspectives. But, you know, those are, that's what the backbone of our sport, especially at this level, the financial rewards that we can get by selling that is, you know, and it's something that other sporting events can't do. I mean, you can't shoot free throws with, you know, an NBA player in advance, but you have a chance to walk inside the ropes and play golf with a tour pro. And that's, you know, it's kind of the lifeblood of what we do.
Yeah.
So this first 3 days have been really busy for us. And now we're going to watch the weather because it looks like maybe a little something coming in through the overnight.
Yeah. Well, I hope if it does come on through and get done, no doubt about it. We're visiting with tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. We're speaking with John Drago. John, we'll catch you for maybe just another minute or so here. When this ends on Sunday and you crown the new winner, who, by the way, Jason Day is the defending champion. I think he's done a great job, probably been a great defender for you as well. But whenever you do crown the new champion, what happens after that? Do you start the clock again?
No doubt about it, we do. You know, we've got first of all, we will take a little collective sigh of relief, especially and kind of give a high five. We got this one under our belts. We've got team worked really hard. We've introduced a new sponsor, and then we'll start, you know, taking all the stuff down that we had to put up, and we'll pay a ton of bills is what I spend basically the next month doing. But we'll start planning. Yeah. You know, our goal is to get better every single year. We've got with our new partner, we're learning kind of what's important to them and what tweaks we want to make. So we'll start kind of that debrief process with them also, as well as our own committees, and yeah, the cycle just starts over. It's a lot of people joke with me all the time about whether I work only 1 week a year, but it's truly a year round endeavor just to get it done.
Well, there is no doubt you do a fantastic job. I tell you, it's a pleasure watching it on TV and getting and knowing you, and then just knowing how you put it all together and how meticulous you are and detailed you are. Just it really, really shows, and we appreciate it. By the way, I got to say congratulations to your Texas Longhorns. I guess they win the Big 12 in golf.
Yes, they did. We're going out and in style, winning the Big 12 in football, Big 12 in golf, their final year of the Big 12. It's been a fun little ride being a Horns fan right now.
Well, and I opened that door for you because welcome to the SEC, okay? So
I know. We're ready.
Well, you got to get us tickets for the next Texas-Alabama game. I will not do that again because that jinxed us. But
That sounds fair. That sounds fair. I'm all in.
All right, buddy. Hey, man, have a great day. Thank you, John. I know you're really, really busy this time of the year, so thank you for taking time to be with us, and we'll look forward to talking with you real soon.
You bet. Great talking to you. Tell Bobby I said hello.
I'll certainly do it. There you go. John Drago, tournament director for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. All right. Now on the phone with us, he is the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama. We call him the dog. It's Sweet Swinging, Bobby Hall. Bobby, as you know, John Drago, the tournament director there for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Obviously, and you heard in that interview, a new sponsor. AT&T had been with them for 9 years. This is one of the longest running PGA Tour events on the PGA Tour, and sponsors come, sponsors go, and they have CJ Cup, pretty special for John Drago and his group.
Well, it sure is. I mean, you know, AT&T and Jordan Spieth have been a big part of the Byron Nelson, and so for AT&T to pull out was kind of hurtful in a way, but at the same time, we understand the way the money's going on the tour and the way sponsors are. CJ Cup, you know, is a food company that processes and packages food, and they wanted to be a bigger part of their presence in the United States. They've already been a big presence overseas, and you'll see some of the LPGA ladies wearing their logo. So they stepped up to the plate, kind of covered what AT&T was covering. The problem with the tour the way it's going now is the money has kind of fallen off. And so John is forced or he's put in a position where not, you know, the top players, the top 20 players in the in the world are not coming to his event. We're so glad that a couple of weeks ago, Jordan Spieth said, okay, I'll come back and play. He's just been a big part of AT&T and Under Armour Golf, as we know. And so that was a big shot in the arm for Jordan Spieth to step up and say, you know, I'm a hometown guy, I'm in Dallas, and to step up and play. I hope he's in the mix coming Sunday. So John and other tournament directors around the country have been, you know, a part of this, I don't know how to say it, but just the money drops off and the sponsorships drop off. And so the top players in the world, and the way things are going now, they're paying Tiger $100 million because he's participated in the tour and other things like that, have affected these tournaments. So I hope the fans out there will watch Byron Nelson winning 11 in a row. What an icon. John Drago is just a wonderful person, and the people behind the scenes in Dallas and the money that goes to charity to the kids in Dallas and other things they support. I just hope people will watch it and tune in, because you're going to see some great players step up there. It was fun watching the Zurich Classic last week. And, you know, we saw some players we'd never seen before. And I think we're going to see that at CJ Cup.
Well, and I agree with you. And it was good talking with John. And, you know, we've only got maybe a minute left here. But behind the scenes is one of the kind of the theme of what we talked about with John. Because, and Bobby, you've been behind the scenes at the American Century Celebrity Classic. You've been behind the scenes in Orlando with the, well, Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions now, the Hilton Gardens Vacation Tournament of Champions. And a lot goes into it. I mean, folks think, hey, you put this together in like a month. No, that's not true. Of course, you know, we were part of when the champions were over here in Mississippi for the Rapiscan and for the Mississippi Gulf Resort Classic with Steve Neiman. Look, there's a lot that goes in. You got to think about toilet paper. You got to think about cups. There's a lot of stuff you got to think about.
That's right. And thank you to all those sponsors out there and volunteers that are along the Mississippi Gulf Coast that stepped up for the Champions Tour over at Fallen Oak, because you cannot have a tournament unless you have the volunteers. John is very fortunate. He has the President's Club in Dallas, and the people get behind it. They do rope and stake. But you know, you have to have the bathrooms out there for everybody to go. You have to have ecology, which is picking up trash. You have to have the food vendors out there that are not only selling beer, which we like to have, but, you know, they're selling food and all the things that go along with that. And just the customary things that you have to do behind the scenes. You bring a city together. If you think about it, when you go to a PGA Tour event, it's like a little small town, and John Drago is the mayor. And so the tournament chairman over at Zurich Classic last week, he's the mayor. They had great food. They had oysters everywhere. Just all the things behind the scenes that make it appealing for fans to come. I assure you, if you go to the CJ Cup there, Byron Nelson, you're going to get treated. People are going to be treated special.
Bobby, there's no doubt about it. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. More when we come back right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio.
Now I don't feel so bad. The last time I got up to do karaoke, I got to tell you, I had bottles thrown at me. They kicked me out of the club. It was bad. But thanks, Rory. Thanks, Shane. You made me look good. All right.
And for good reason, Randy. They should have kicked you out.
A little journey. by Rory and Shane. But hey, congratulations to them.
What a journey for Rory and Shane in New Orleans last week. That was fun to watch the fans really get involved, and that has turned into a really a neat tournament and kind of a almost like a member or a member guest, Randy, in the summer, where these guys can team up together and have some fun. It was really fun to watch, I think.
No question. And you know, Luke Faribault was a general manager and director of golf there at TPC Louisiana. A great guy. He's been on the show with us many times. Need to get him back on. But they have turned that into a very fun event. And it's the only team event, basically, on the PGA Tour right now. And I think to have Shane and Rory there for the first time really, really brought out some pretty big crowds. So, and you kind of, didn't you find yourself rooting for them? I mean, the other guys, you kind of wanted them to win too, but you kind of lean more toward the favor there?
Yeah, no question about it. I think everybody pulls for Rory when they get a chance. And Shane Lowry is a popular figure as well, an easygoing guy, an easy guy to like. And I've thought, Randy, for a while that, you know, the PGA Championship, which is coming up in a couple of weeks at Valhalla, used to be, back in the old days, used to be a match play tournament. And I've wondered for a while to give the guys a break or a new format, a different format. Should they go back to some sort of a match play event for the PGA that would give it a different look from the other majors? What do you think?
Well, I kind of like that. I really do. Look, golf is really good, and it's getting a lot of eyeballs. I think it's getting a lot of participation. So anything you can continue to grow on that is really good. So,
yeah,
you know, we've got, as you mentioned, we've got the PGA Championship coming up at Valhalla Golf Club. That's in Louisville, and that happens on May the 16th, so just a couple of weeks away, the second major of the year. I think that – is that a place you played before? By the way, Brooks Koepka is the defending champion, but is that a place you've played before?
I have not played at Valhalla. When I was in high school, playing a little bit of golf, we used to drive right past that, and Valhalla wasn't there. And we'd go out to a little golf course. You know, it was kind of out in the country at the time, but it was called Long Run Golf Course, and that's where our golf team played. And but Valhalla since then has popped up and hosted the PGA, and I think they had. Did they have a Ryder Cup there?
I believe they did. I'll double check that. But
I think that's right. Yeah. So they've hosted several events, and really a great course. So I was thinking about going up there and checking out the place again and seeing what it's like.
Well, that would certainly be good. You could report from there for sure. But to go ahead and give you that schedule, of course, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson wraps up tomorrow in McKinney, Texas, at TPC Craig Ranch, a place I've played before. Beautiful, beautiful venue there. Then next week it will be the Myrtle Beach Classic, the Dunes Golf and Beach Club in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That is an inaugural event. It runs parallel with the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow. Now, is that a place you've played?
I've been close to it, but I have never been there. I think that's a private club in Charlotte. So I've played some courses around that, but never been to Quail Hollow.
Yeah, and of course, Wyndham Clark won that, and he went on to win just a couple weeks later his first major, the U.S. Open. So, yeah, then they're back in North Carolina. Let's see. Let me go through that schedule real quick. You got Quail Hollow. We mentioned Valhalla for the PGA Championship, May the 16th through the 19th. The 23rd through the 26th is the Charles Schwab Challenge that goes on at Colonial Golf Club in Fort Worth, Texas. The 30th through June the 1st is the RBC Canadian Open. Then the Memorial at Muirfield Village. Victor Hovland, your defending champion, there's June the 6th through the 9th. That's the house that Jack built. Always, always in primo shape is Muirfield.
Yeah, it really is. Always look forward to Jack's tournament. Does a great job. I think the players really appreciate him being there and the conditioning of the course. And you know, Randy, that Jack loves to – he would never probably admit it, but he loves to make that course like Augusta National and like a major setup. And probably at some point in the future, maybe when we're gone, maybe that'll become a major. with Jack Nicklaus, the all-time winningest player as far as major championships, hosting that tournament. So, you know, that's kind of the scenario that happened with Augusta with Bobby Jones and the Masters. So who knows what could happen in the future. But a great tournament in Dublin, Ohio. And Victor Hovland, you mentioned the defending champion, I think, hasn't done a lot this year. So people are kind of waiting to see, can he turn it on here in the next couple of months in the middle of this golf season?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen, at some point you got to think that's going to be a major up there. So that would be very neat. Whether we're here or not, don't know. But, you know, we lost a really, really good guy, Peter Oosterhuis, who won seven times on the DP Tour World Tour, passed away earlier this week at the age of 75. A guy you would recognize his voice anytime he was on because he was with CBS for many years and really, really did a fantastic job. But he'll certainly be missed.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Randy, with Peter Oosterhuis, as you mentioned, no longer with CBS and now has passed away. And Vern Lundquist, of course, at the Masters, doing his final Masters, and he's kind of phasing out of the broadcast booth. I think NBC is looking for a lead analyst still for their golf coverage. So it'll be interesting to see which direction they go to replace Paul Azinger. So some interesting topics going on as far as golf and television, and you know, some of the young guys popping up could be players there, like a Smiley Kaufman, who is coming on in the TV world, and some other guys out there that I'm sure you're aware of, Randy, that you know, to put maybe a fresh spin on the television coverage. Maybe a la the LIV Tour and some things that they're doing.
Maybe you're right. You know, I was just noticing, too, I saw earlier where whenever you think of golfer caddy, obviously you think of Tiger and Stevie for many years. You think of Phil and Bones for many years. And you got to think about Furyk and Fluff. Remember, Fluff was with Tiger for a long time as well. But it looks like Fluff Cowan, is he and Jim Furyk are no longer going to be working together, which was reported earlier this week. So that's going to be interesting.
No question about it. Fluff's been there for a long time. There's a lot of those caddy-player relationships that go back and forth, and Fluff has been one of the great ones over the year. Of course, when I guess that was the early part of Tiger's career, when he was caddying for Tiger, right? Even before Tiger hooked on with Steve.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, yeah, should be interesting. There is no – I don't think there's any question about it. Hey, Doug, we're almost out of time here. What you got going on, Wargle TV?
Well, it's a little bit of the off season right now, Randy, but we are following the golf team as they get ready for Baton Rouge, as we talked a little bit earlier in the show. Baseball is winding down and softball as well. I think Alabama and Auburn are getting ready to collide. On our Twitter page, if people tune in there at TV_WarEagle, they can get all the information, and that'll lead into the website. And hopefully people will come and join us there.
Well, I'll tell you, do a good job. No question about it. Enjoy your stay up at the Plains, and we'll look forward to having you back on with us next week. Got a big show lined up for next week. So safe travels, and we shall talk soon.
All right, Randy. Always a pleasure to be with you, and I'll leave you with a war eagle.
Please don't. Please. All right, buddy. All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Doug Holton with War Eagle TV. All right, that is going to wrap up this edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Be sure to check out our magazine. Joey Johnson is the publisher and editor-in-chief. Has produced another great magazine full of golf, travel, leisure, and more. You can pick a free copy up at most any golf course or go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Thanks to our producer, Steve Stanley, and thanks to you for hanging out with us. Of course, our guests, we appreciate John Draco being on with us, Dennis Hayford, and Doug Holton, as well as Bobby Hall. All right, we will see you next week. Remember this, hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. I'm Randy Bergen. Until then, bye-bye, everybody.